Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy. I am Nicole Tomasini, and I will be your host. And I'm coming in from New York City at the bottom of the island. And I am joined by my co-host, Diane Mallett, who is up in Boston. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hello. It's great to be here again.
Thanks. Always a pleasure to have you. So I would like to start with a moment of silence for the whole world. I think this is an interesting thing that I'm going to start to incorporate, because whether you're listening live or you're listening in the archives, if you put in just a few seconds along with us whenever you listen to this, it will only add to the love and light circling the globe. Last time we did specific places, and today I want to do the whole world. So let's take a moment and focus our light and see a big ball of light coming from our inner solar plexus and coming out through us, filled with love and light, feeling that beautiful feeling, and letting it unleash straight from you and going all around the globe to all the people, all the plants and animals and the waters and mountains, and peace, that feeling of peace, beautiful peace. Such a wonderful feeling. And one thing that I learned in my meditation recently, I do this fairly often from my bath, and sometimes the idea of size is a little daunting, or it just feels like you have to do a lot of work. But I realized that in the universe, size doesn't matter. So I started making the earth just really small, like a ball, like a baseball. And sometimes looking at it from just far away, like in the universe, and just seeing it as a baseball-sized globe, that's what it would look like far away. And it's much easier, I find, sometimes to wrap it in the nice light and the rainbow neural net. Wonderful idea to do as often as possible in your meditations and in your daily walk. So thank you all for healing the planet. So today we're talking about developing your psychic abilities. And Diane and I will share some techniques and some suggestions. And we have a caller. What do you think, Diane? Should we take the caller now, or do you want to talk a little bit first?
Well, why don't we... I wanted to explain some of the things about... A lot of people ask me as a psychic, just as an introduction, like, how do you know you're psychic? And if you think you're psychic, how do you make it better? And how do you establish your psychic energy? And how do you use it? How do you protect yourself? So there's so many questions. I just kind of wanted, before we take the caller, to outline the show so we can, I've often felt whoever calls into the show touches upon what we're really getting to anyway. So this is it's great that we have a caller. But the reason that I was thinking about, some of these, how do you develop psychic tips? For me, it's a long, over many, many, many years approach. And some things work at different times of your life and other things work. But the first thing that I'd like to say to everybody listening is that if you think you're psychic, then you are psychic. One of the best things that we can do for ourselves is empower ourselves and believe in our abilities. Psychic abilities are gifts, and with all gifts, we can work on those to make them stronger and better. So if you want to develop a technique or if you want to develop something, you need to practice. And there have been times in my own you know, intuition and psychic ability and reading cards, where I've trained and I've worked on psychometry and crystal balls and tea leaves and palm reading and all different types of tarot. And it was amazing how intuitive I've trained myself to be. And then there's other parts of my life where I've stepped away from it, putting a block around myself and not wanting to be psychic. So psychic ability is a gift, and if you think you have it, then I'm going to tell you right now that you definitely have it. And now what we want to do is obviously give you some tools on how to make it better and stronger. And one of the best things is to know that you have it, that you can use it, and you can trust it. And also trust when you're not feeling it, you know, and those are some really good things to think about. So I don't mind. We can go into the call. It's nice to have someone online and on board, you know.
Cool.
Right away.
Yeah, sounds good. And then we can pick that up. All right. So 410 area code. You are on the air. Welcome. Wait a minute. Now you're on the air.
Sorry.
That's all right. How are you?
Were you like, hello?
Hello.
I know you'll probably
touch on the subject, but for me, it's a trust issue, and
yes.
I'm really, really, really trying to work on it.
That's exactly what I was saying. It's so funny that that's what you called, and that, and what's your name, caller?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Nice to talk to you. It is a trust issue. And as you develop it more, you
mm-hmm.
will trust yourself more. Your gut feeling, your actual psychic energy comes from the alignment of your chakras, opening your third eye, which is, you know, the center of your forehead,
right.
And relying on that gut feeling and knowing that there's something to do. So do you have an example of when you thought you had psychic ability and you couldn't trust it, or where you wanted, are you reading cards and you're finding yourself that you think something means something but you don't want to say it?
Well, I would say for the last 5 years, I kept seeing the number 444.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm seeing like a whole bunch of other numbers, because for the last year and a half now, I've really been trying to work on my psychic ability. And I read cards for myself. You know, I'll pull a card and so, but I don't feel like I'm quite ready to go out there, you know. I might do a reading for a friend or something.
Well, one of the things that I would recommend, and reading cards is one of the best ways. It's a great tool to develop your psychic ability
mm-hmm.
because it's very comprehensive and each of the cards actually means something. So I would find a deck that resonates with you. There's hundreds of decks out there. Find the one that you find to be the most loving, caring. If you like fairies, pick a fairy deck. If you like cats, pick the one that's, you know, for cats. If you like Native American.
Well, right now Indian, I have... I'm working with the Archangel Power Tarot cards by Doreen Virtue.
Oh,
nice.
What a beautiful deck. Very, very beautiful.
That's her newest one. And, you know, I have a couple more decks of hers. But so far, I love working with the Archangels.
That was going to be one of my statements tonight as I was coming down and thinking of some of the things that you can do. And one of them was connecting with your angels. It was very, very strong, and it's very good as far as getting my own psychic intuition set. One of the
mm-hmm.
things that angels do for me is they provide a lot of insight and a lot of knowledge. And
mm-hmm.
some of the things that you can do is create a space for your angels to be present with you. Angels like classical music. They love calm surroundings. They like to be called by name. They know that they're there. They know that they're present. They will be with you. And one of my recommendations is when you're looking at your cards and you've got yourself centered and in a place where you can start with your tarot cards, ask a question. And it could be on anything. It could be on your life. It could be on someone else's life, something that you want an answer for. And pick, I like keeping it simple when I'm practicing. I like doing three-card spreads, beginning, middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would do is I would really recommend writing down all that you feel and think and see to answer your question. And remember that you're answering your question. So when you pull the card and you see, if you say you pull the Seven of Cups, remember it's an emotion card. What are you feeling? What are you seeing in the card? What is in the card that's drawing your attention? It could be a beautiful angel, but is there a hillside behind the angel? Is that hillside drawing your attention? Is the light of the sky drawing your attention? Is that reminding you of a particular moment in your life that made you feel a certain way?
Okay.
Write down the feelings and the memories that come up by looking at that card, and that's going to help you answer your question. And do that for the middle card, which is the present situation, and then the future card, which would be the future situation. And try to practice readings and do it through writing. So you're touching all different areas. You're setting up a space for yourself. You're inviting your angels in. And you're working with the tarot cards to develop your psychic energy. And I think, Kathy, if you do this for a little while, you would be very, very well off and capable of reading your friends and having them come over for practice. Because practice, that's what's going to make you more confident in your psychic ability.
Right, right. But then I have my husband here that says, you're born with it. I'm going, yeah, everybody's born with it, you know. And
oh,
I have
absolutely.
And I have to listen to his negativity, you know, and I just, like, tune him out.
Well, you know, it's hard to, it's really, when you have a naysayer in your bunch, It's really, it's difficult. I'm not going to say that it isn't. It's definitely difficult. You have someone who, you know, you're either gifted or you're not. That's a lot of malarkey. It is a gift, but you develop that gift. There's the psychic abilities, and then there's card readers who have the ability to be psychic. And so you develop it. When I started swimming, I could swim 4 laps. And then at the end of my swimming career, I could swim 6 miles. You know,
wow.
I wasn't a gifted swimmer by any means, but I got in that pool every day, and I made it, and I did it. And, you know, we are all born with psychic ability. That's very true. So when he says, you've got to be born with it, say, I am born with it.
I know,
I
keep telling him that.
I have a gift.
And he gives me the look, and I just go, and walk away, you know.
Well, that's
really good information about how you said about the cards, you know, looking at the background, so I'll do that.
Nice.
Yeah, and I also volunteer to read him, too.
Yeah, that's right.
So close. Yeah, sometimes when people are listening, that's a little more difficult. I also had a question because you're working with the archangels. Do you have a favorite or one that you really connect with?
I like Raphael, but they say Gabriel's around a lot.
Interesting.
I use him for healing because, you know, I do Reiki, and I try to heal myself and work with my husband.
Well, Raphael is the archangel of marriages, believe it or not.
Oh, is he really? Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
For happy marriages. So ask him for his assistance.
I think I'm going to have to. I think of healing. I think of more like sickness or something like that.
Yeah, there's an interesting movie also that you might want to check out. It's on Netflix right now. It's called Wake Up. And it's about this guy who woke up one day and was seeing all kinds of things. I mean, was really, like, was off, had no interest, and then one day was on. And how did he deal with it? And his girlfriend, like the love of his life, was also having trouble with it. And it's a very interesting journey. It's a documentary, and he goes to a lot of different kinds of spiritual healers and journeyers, and he learns. It's fascinating. I mean, definitely a lot of great information there.
Oh, okay. Well, I've signed up for another psychic development class, so.
Nice.
Those definitely help. I used to run them myself, and you'll learn about the numbers and the cards and the symbols. But, yeah, focus in on each individual card and see what's bringing your attention to that card. Pick a card every single day about your day. How is my day going to run? You know what I mean? And
right.
Focus on that card for the day, and you'll learn them more. And don't be afraid to use the book when you need to use the book, too.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much.
It was nice to have you.
Okay.
Yes, best of luck in your journey. Cool. Yeah, it's funny. We both were, of course, when you're talking about psychic ability, you're going to talk about spirit guides, angels, and archangels. And one of the things that I learned with working with the archangels is in meditation, to be able to talk to the one, or there's usually one that you really connect with, and using them as sort of a starting point to finding your way, and also being able to listen, ask, and listen back and forth. So the one that you feel is your favorite is because the resonance is strongest with you. So it's going to be an easier communication, and you know, you can feel what their energy is like, you can feel what their personality, you can probably even see what they look like in your mind's eye for you. So that's a wonderful way of connecting with anything that you really identify with, in the archangels, the angels, any of these archetypes, and in meditation.
I used to have a wonderful book on angel healing, and it just had meditations in it. And every time I had a question, I would go and I would ask my angels for the answer to those questions, and I would just flip to the right page. And I love doing stuff like that because it definitely gives you some insight to what your angels are taking you, and having connections with them and stuff. So
really good. Nice. Yeah, and while we're at it, one of the things I was going to suggest is journey work, to find your one of your spirit guides or an animal guide, and so it's a shamanic tool, and you can go for as long as you like. I find that using any kind of shamanic drumming music, that's maybe about 10-15 minutes, or any kind of, you know, you can find any of these new age music that you feel will be relaxing and maybe changes a little bit so that you can go on your journey. And you can help each other with this, or you can do it in your own mind. But one way to do it is first put yourself into a quiet place and relax, let the thoughts of the day melt away, and then picture yourself somewhere, wherever it is, and start on some sort of path, start walking, and open yourself up and look around and see what's near you, or who's near you, and I guarantee that something will come, and whatever comes, just trusting it, and that's where our last caller was talking about, that trust. It's the beginning of learning to trust what you're seeing when you do these kinds of journey work, and so you can walk around, you can talk to these things, let the journey unfold, and then at the end, thank everything for everything, and then bring yourself back to, you know, the present time and place. And it's pretty simple, and it's a lot of fun. And if you help each other with it, you know, you can do like a guided meditation. If you understand it well enough, you had a nice experience, you can also just put little markers for someone who's going into meditation and walk them through it. You know, like, what do you see, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you feel that that's something that you could do. I mean, you can follow your own guidance, whether, you know, you got a handle on that or not. But
my daughter,
have you ever done that?
Does this journey. My daughter, I've taught my daughter how to do them. And she's run classes on shamanic journeys to find your animal spirit guide. And what she does is she starts out in a boat on a lake or a river. So she puts you in a meditative state by breathing in, breathing out very calmly. And then she starts the journey and she says, picture yourself in a boat and you're flowing down the river. And then she just takes you to this island. And she would have you walk on a path until you get to a fire. And then as you sit at the fire and you warm yourself by the fire, all of the animal spirit guides, both animal spirits and mythical animal spirits, would come out to visit you. And one would come up to you, and that would be your journey. And she could be with you through that guide, and then she guides you out of the journey. And what's really interesting, and I was talking to her today because I was asking her how she develops her psychic abilities, and a lot of it she uses through dream work. But one of the things that she touched base on was definitely being in touch with the other worlds, fairies, dragons, mythical creatures, mermaids, unicorns, the stuff that we believe in when we're children, it's not that it disappears as an adult. We tend to block it as adults, but it's still there. And if we can tap into those energies, if we can tap into the energy of fairy, if we can tap into the energy of dragons or mythical creatures, we can, in our angels as well, we get a different level of insight. We get a different level of knowing. We get a different level of seeing and a different level of psychic ability. And she definitely practices that. That's something that I taught her. And what's really cool is that she brings that to her group of friends. So she'll have a group of friends over, maybe three or four people, and she will guide them to find their animal spirits. And then she'll tell them, you know, if they saw a bear, what the bear means, or if they saw a unicorn, what that would mean to that particular person. So the polar bear actually is something that I saw around my daughter when she was very little. And the polar bear actually is a shaman work, and she has Native American in her. So I know that she has shaman magic to tap into. And so I've trained her to do this. So she has it in her, within her. And that's another thing with your psychic abilities that I wanted to maybe touch base on, is that sometimes it's in your blood. It's in your spiritual ancestral histories. And reaching our ancestors is going to develop and open windows to psychic ability as well. One of the things that I learned from you was that, you know, we talk about dream work being a very, very important thing to develop psychic abilities. But next to where you sleep, you have your ancestors and pictures of your ancestors. They come to you, you know, drawing their energy, drawing their wisdom to reach you in a time when you're open and you're receptive to learn from your ancestors. So that's another, you know, way to access this. It's, I don't know if you want to call it power or a gift. You know, it is a gift, and we can use it on all levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have someone, Dane Anderson, typing in, and Dane says it takes years to learn of your totem animals. It can't be forced, but we learn of them in divine time, all to learn from. We also will have medicine animals that bring their medicine teachings, lessons through life. Yeah, I mean, it does. I don't know that it necessarily has to take years, but I think, you know, you can look at what you're drawn to. That's also part of your psychic ability, is understanding that you're drawn to certain things for a reason, and you resonate with certain animals or art or historical figures for a reason. And so to stop and connect with them, yeah, but learning what the totem animals mean and how they're going to work with you and all of that, sure. I mean, that's part of the journey always. So thank mm-hmm. you for chiming in, Dane, and welcome. Yeah, I wanted to touch on a few of these things from that website. I forget what it was called, that you found, talking about some suggestions. And the one that I have to say was stay away from fluoride because it calcifies the pineal gland and hampers psychic development. And it's so interesting that it says that, because I usually drink filtered water and the filter isn't working, so I've been drinking for the past couple weeks from the tap water, and I definitely feel like something is different. And then when I read that, I was like, wow, that's really interesting. So that, you know, if you're having trouble tapping in, maybe start drinking filtered water or bottled water and see if that makes a difference. So there you go. And there's that little nifty tip. As well as what hours of the day that you're working on your psychic abilities. And, of course, you know, they don't call it the witching hour for nothing. Sometime between midnight and 4 a.m. is a very psychic time, because most of the world around you will be sleeping and in slumber, so you already have people going ahead of you in this journey. And then when you're awake, you can tap into that and get more and see further, especially if you're just starting out. But even if you're super in it, you probably know that those wee hours are great psychic times.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely paying attention to what the sign is, as far as, you know, if we're in the Pisces moon or something like that, or if Mercury is in Pisces, there's a lot of astrological influences that we can touch base, that we can go deeper into psychic energy and use our natural resources to bring out what is already within us. Like, the universe is psychic, and it's like one big psychic resonation. So we can touch base with what ebbs and flows as far as the moon cycles and the sun cycles and all of the planets to raise ourselves into a different vibration to become more psychic. I mean, there's definitely times when I'm more psychic, and there's sometimes that I have zero psychic energy. A lot of that has to do with, you know, am I sleeping well? Am I eating well? Am I doing the things to take care of myself? I know that, you know, certain drugs and alcohol and things like that can hinder your ability to a certain extent, as far as, you know, getting to a certain level of being psychic. So you have to be in tune with what your body can put, making sure your body's in its best shape in order to access that information as well.
Sure.
Fluoride was definitely one that was different and interesting, and that was something that you know, it's just different. I didn't think about it myself either. I was like, I never think about it. But there's so many things that we can put into our being for food and water, and that will block our psychic abilities, because our psychic mm-hmm. abilities is based on how healthy we are spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yeah, working with what the planets are doing and what signs we're in at the moment when you're tuning in definitely is a great way to find what the energy already is, and then to go into that part, you know, see what comes up in that part. You know what I mean? Like, especially if you're looking to communicate with yourself better and to open up that knowing, that's a nice exercise to use where you're at, you know, and full moons definitely huge, you know, those, and it depends, you should look up what kind of a moon it is, because it can mean all kinds of different things, and some are very strong and very deep, and sometimes very emotional, sometimes cleansing, and then also there's the gifters and the relief moon. So looking at where to start, and just know that if you're going to work around the full moon, know that, you know, that's a lot of energy, but that you can also just tell your guides and your angels, listen, I would like to tap into this energy, but not too much. You know, like, I don't want to go farther than I want to go. Like, so just show me a little bit. Show me what I need to see right now. And putting those parameters on, definitely helpful, you know, especially if you're starting out. You have another caller.
Oh, really? I was just about to mention before we take our other caller, too. I was up in Salem, which is a place where I love to visit, and I go quite often. I have a lot of friends up there, and I was talking to someone who has been that has psychic ability and has been practicing since he was about 8 years old, and I think he said he was 68, and he gave my daughter a tip on how to develop her psychic ability, and it was to gaze into a crystal ball and meditate through a crystal ball and look at it and have it reflect back to you, because what you're doing is you're bringing your thoughts into the crystal ball and they're coming back to you. So meditating with crystals is an amazing way to boost. It's a power boost for you as far as, you know, helping with that energy as well. Mm-hmm. All sorts of crystals. The crystal ball, because of its shape and because it's reflective and because it'll reflect back what you see, is it's a great tool. I like working mm-hmm. with amethyst as well, just because I am a Pisces and I do like to work with the amethyst stone.
Nice. Yeah.
Want to grab our caller? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Stones and crystals. You can look up what you're looking for, and again, use your own inner guidance that tells you which one you're drawn to and which one to work with. So. Dane's favorite is amethyst, good for dreams and sleep too. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So caller 901, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Hi. I am so interested in developing my abilities, but you know, fear gets in the way. Is that common?
Oh, sorry. Definitely.
my fear is that, you know, I'm going to contact things that I can't handle, or, I mean, spirits, I'm not going to say things, spirits that mm-hmm. I can't handle, or you know, something is I'm going to get something that I really don't know what to do with. So mm-hmm. I just want to know how to, can you all help me to, deal with that, because I think that I could go further and develop my abilities a lot better if I didn't have that fear.
sure.
Can
absolutely.
I'd love to say some things on this, Nicole. Looking down towards the things that we talked about on number 29 and 30 on our list that we were kind of playing with, but.
Okay.
And what was your name, caller? I'm sorry, it was Anna?
My name is Anna. Yes, it's Anna. Mm-hmm.
I love that name. That's my grandmother's name. It said that your true north, in order to develop your psychic ability and development, should be the vibration and emotion of joy.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as that is your true north, then you're going to eliminate fear, because there's a difference between that you have two poles. You have fear and faith. And what mm-hmm. in order to develop your psychic ability, you have to put yourself in a position of faith. You have to know mm-hmm. that you are surrounded by love, that your God and your goddess is loving you and working with you, that you have protection and guardian angels. And you have to feel joy. The other thing, too, is to stay grounded. You can't walk into the spiritual receptive state unless you're properly grounded. And that grounding energy is, eating a proper diet, doing the right things, eating protein, hugging trees, living in your environment. If you start to feel spacey or not right in your right mind and you're feeling disjointed, don't go there. Don't do it. Take a step back. Go get something to eat. Sit down. There's no wrong way to do this, but there's definitely, you have to eliminate fear, because fear is what attracts the negative spirit. And there are negative spirits out there. So you're not wrong in being afraid. It's a very, very valid question, Anna.
Okay.
Do you have anything to add to that, Nicole?
Yeah, it's definitely, it is how you feel, and like attracts like. So you can also call for protection. And first of all, white lighting, you know how to white light yourself. Imagine a white light ball within you and then circle it around you. Nice. So once you start from there, you're halfway there. And then you can call in, ask your angels and spirit guides to protect you on this journey, keep you safe. And that feeling, even just saying that, you immediately start to feel this very loving, energetic feeling. And as long as you stay with that, it's going to be fine, because the darkness can't come in when there's just light there. And it's also not going to be attracted to it. Mm-hmm. It can be attracted to it, but it's not really going to come in. And especially when you're just starting with these things and you're coming from a loving heart, you have so much protection, even if you get fearful halfway. Like, there's enough fail safe in there that you're still going to be fine.
Okay.
Yep, psychic protection is absolutely something that you should do before you start, and something that, because every witch's circle that we do, and then we're tapping into the energy, we open up the circle with protection from the north energy, the south, the east, the west, and spirit. I was just reading a book the other day, and it was Claiming Your Inner Witch by Lori Cabot. And she's one of the most prestigious witches up in Salem at this point. And it comes to this point, you get nervous. Am I going where I shouldn't go? You know, it's kind of people say, should I be there? But think of how beautiful psychic energy is. Psychic energy, do you have children, Anna?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter and a grandson.
Uh-huh. And if ever the phone ring and there, you know that that's them calling?
Yes.
That's psychic. That's psychic. and you know what I mean? And it's a lot of things, knowing when your child is hurt or in pain, or knowing when they're happy, and that all that stuff is good. Those psychic connections are what keeps us healthy and keep us happy and keep us spiritually within our community. So don't be afraid to develop what is already a gift to you.
Okay. Another thing that fascinates me, and I don't know if you ladies will answer this or not, but it's timelines. Some people come, you know, they can tell you, like, that you will see this within a week. My fascination with that is, how is that timeline given?
That is a great question. You know, I don't know how much faith I put in timelines, because time to me is circular, and time is, you know, because I read tarot cards and I feel as though something will come up, and I could say it's coming up between 4 to 6 months. It could be a gut feeling that I have about that time frame.
Yes.
But at the same time, time is very flexible. It's a rubber band. And we have free will, so we could get off the path that we're on that takes us there. So I honestly, this was brought to my attention just yesterday. A friend of mine was having a reading, and the woman said that she was going to lose her job in 2 months, and she became really upset. And I said, what do they know about time? The time is, again, elusive, and, you know, you have to, in order to be psychic, in order to be really, truly psychic, you have to live in the present. And so it's really, it's a very mutable thing. It's very, very, very difficult to pinpoint time.
And you know,
a lot of them won't give time. And also because, you know, there's this thing with free will. So depending on where you decide to go, or, you know, what this person decides to do, is going to affect how fast or how slow something happens.
Yeah. And I listen to these shows, and that's what they always say. Well, you know, everybody want to know a timeline, but, you know, how the saying goes, where thought goes, energy flows. So that's where you have to kind of, like, be careful with timelines, because you can create something that you can create something from a statement.
That's true. And absolutely, you can give energy to that thing. Yes. You could say, you're going to, you know, go to the hospital and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing. And the next thing you know, that person falls down a flight of stairs, and you've put energy into the universe for that. Yeah, you don't want to, I don't know, time is, and one of the funniest questions I've always found as reading is people, when is he going to ask me to marry him? Or when is, you know, when?
That's right.
You know?
That's fun. They call that the psychic questions of, when am I going to get laid, when am I going to get paid, and how long is everything going to take?
I mean, they want to know the proposal and the marriage date, and they haven't, and the first date hasn't happened yet, you know?
Right, so true. It's so true. So, I mean, you have it's better to ask the right questions than to ask the when questions.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm going to continue to listen. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Best of luck with your journey. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, and we have another caller.
Oh, wow.
Let's keep it going with 313. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Dwight.
Dwight, welcome. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, not much. Just chilling, listening in.
Do you have a question, or you just want to continue to listen?
I'll continue to listen.
Okay. Cool.
Much.
That's great. Cool.
Are you psychic, Dwight? Did you want to Did you have any questions about developing your own psychic abilities?
I don't know how much that will help me, because I'm natural, but I don't know.
Cool.
I'm natural, but I haven't been in that realm or whatever for a long, long time. So.
Well, we'll keep talking, and maybe we can go pick up some tips along the way. How's that?
Yeah, that's cool. That's why I chose this radio, this show.
Nice. Thank you. Great. So so let's talk a little bit more about a couple of these tips. For instance, turning off the TV. And especially the news, because there's all kinds of signals that are being given there, and also the emotions of a lot of what's on TV right now. Of course, definitely not everything, but you know it when you're watching something and you have that sort of bad feeling, or it's like watching a train wreck. You know, those types of shows are definitely gonna take you away from your innate ability, and as well as commercials. I mean, I suggest when the commercials come on, because, you know, I can't prove it, but I believe that there are subliminal messages that happen during commercials, possibly through the whole thing, but definitely with commercials, because they're always trying to sell you something. So to shield your third eye and your solar plexus, and to turn off the sound while it's going. And you'll see within a week, there'll be more of a calm feeling about you, and your psychic abilities will definitely open up. It's such a simple thing, but it goes a really long way. And especially if you can DVR your shows and skip through the commercials, even better.
I agree. Yeah, I'm not a... Yeah, go ahead, Dwight.
Oh, that's cool. They should have a book about, like, psychics do and don't. Like, you know, books, eat this,
maybe
not
we'll
that.
Write one.
Right, they probably do, right? Or, yeah, Diana, write one.
Write one.
Yeah.
I learned at a very young age that I couldn't listen to the news because I'm a very emotional person and I'm a very psychic person and I'm also an empath. So if some part of the country or the world was in pain, which when you turn on the news, somebody is in pain, that I would feel that and sense that immediately. And I was very lucky to have a very loving and protective father that told me right off the bat, you are just not one of these people who can handle the news. Just shut it off. So it's kept me in a much better space, and I've been able to live life without that fear of, you know, what's going to happen next, because it's kind of a ridiculous fear. But I don't watch a lot of TV, but what makes me a little bit cautious is that we're coming into a world where electronics is so prominent, and there's like the iPhones and the computers, and, you know, that's how we're reading our books. They're on the Kindle. So it's not even so much what's coming through the television. It's actually the vibration of the machinery itself that's interrupting our own psychic ability. So if you can find a place to find meditative space and quiet space with no electronics on for extended period of time throughout your day, much better off, you know, much better off. Because electricity actually will get... It'll disrupt your psychic ability.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good call right there. Absolutely. And especially if you're not dreaming very much or you're having trouble sleeping, one thing you can try is not only turning everything off, but also unplugging the power strip, and then everything just quiets. So it's a good little tool there. And also, this one... was very interesting. Practice remote viewing with a friend. So you have a friend place an object on their windowsill, and especially a friend whose house you've been to, so you can picture the windowsill already, and then tune in, just open your mind up to see what might be on the windowsill. And so you'll see, like, you'll go through all kinds of things. Something may come up more often than other objects that you see. Also, maybe you see a color. Maybe you see what it's made out of. If it's flat, the shape of it. And so start small, and don't get discouraged if you don't get it right the first few times. And you can do it back and forth. You each place an object, and you just take some time, even take a day, a few days, to just keep picturing the windowsill and picture and see what you see in it. That's really a wonderful, the remote viewing is very interesting, because when you get it right, it is the coolest thing ever.
It reminds me of also, too, practicing looking at auras. A lot of people are like, I can't see auras. So it's probably because they haven't practiced and haven't tried. And one of the first tips that people are given to learn how to see an aura is get a plant, because plants and humans and animals give off auras. Anything that has a living vibration will give off some type of aura. So having a plant and spending, you know, 10 minutes and looking at that plant and seeing the energy that that plant is giving off helps you develop the psychic ability to see auras in people. And then you can move on to developing seeing them in people and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can practice. I like the other one that you said too, but and then there's typical things like get on a routine, make sure you're getting enough sleep, incorporate yoga or tai chi in your life, align your chakras, go to other healers, make time for yourself, you know, go to, you know, places where you're going to make sure that you get aligned and that your healing energy is flowing and that your heart is centered and you can trust your instincts.
Yeah. And Dane just typed in, daydreaming helps the connection with our divine guidance. Absolutely. Great.
Absolutely.
Call. Daydreaming. Yeah, when your mind is just going wherever it's going. And also, when you do
That's why
remote...
children are so psychic.
Yeah, right.
They spend the whole day daydreaming.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Great call there. Very good. Actually, we have another caller, 303 area
Hello.
Code. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
So my question is, as a child, I would see ghosts. We had a house that had a spirit that used to like to play jokes, close doors, things like that. And I was never afraid of it. I was able to astral travel when I was a kid. And
I was just about to touch on that. I'm so glad you called.
And it was
go ahead.
I loved it, but when I told my mother about it, she thought I was, well, she didn't think I was crazy. She just told me not to do it again because I had trouble getting back in. It's like I would wake up and just startled and scared because it's like I crash landed back into the body. And I was only 8 or 9 when I was doing that. So
mm-hmm.
She told me I'd become a vegetable, so I quit doing it. Which is a shame. And then when the phone rings, a lot of times I know who it is before, you know, I answer, even before we have the ID, caller ID. My dad passed away last year, and I lost any ability to do anything. Things are starting to come back. And
mm-hmm.
Yesterday I was driving down the road and a voice popped into my head and told me to do something and I did it. And, you know, I would lose things and this little voice, you know, it's like somebody would tell me, okay, it's here. Just out of the clear blue when I was daydreaming. What's the best way to get back into that? I mean, my great-grandmother came to visit me after she died. You know, I physically remember seeing her. So I have abilities. I just don't know where to start.
Great question.
Okay. It is a good question. And do you want to start, Nicole? Do you want to answer a little bit, or do you want
me? Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. And what was your – I always have to repeat people's names.
My name is Joanne.
Joanne, okay. Joanne, you are definitely not only gifted, but you have a special extra sensory, like, gift where you can see through the thin veil of what is around us and what isn't around us. I, too, have been through similar periods in my life where I could see angels and quite vividly, and I was able to see ghosts and astral travel and everything like that. Typically, if something tragic happens to us, or if, like, your parent told you you should not do this, it brings in fear and it closes us up. So what I would recommend first is that you should go back to yourself, and for what I'm seeing for you is to do a meditative journey to go back into yourself and give your 8-year-old self permission to open up this world to you again with light and love and joy. Go and do like, and you could get, like Nicole has spirit, she does spirit therapy. She could take you through that process of regression into your 8-year-old self, because your 8-year-old self needs to feel safe and needs mm-hmm. to feel normal. It's normal for a child to see ghosts. It's normal for a child to see angels. And it's normal for us to astral project. And it's sad when we can't do these things, especially when we know that we could. So I really do recommend you maybe setting up a side appointment with Nicole to help you go and talk to your own self and give yourself permission to do this. And then the other thing I'm going to recommend, again, is practice. What I like to do is when I fall asleep, as far as astral projecting, I just practice myself floating a little bit out and then coming back in, and then a little bit out towards the ceiling, and then coming back in. So it's gradual, and then once you get the flow of it, you can go other places, because you're always connected to your body. You're never going to be disconnected. You're never going to go crazy just because you can astral travel. It's a gift. It's an amazing thing that we can do. If you have the ability to do it, it's awesome. It's great. And, you know, you have the ability to see your ancestors, your parents, your grandparents that have passed away. Let them come to you. Light a candle for them. Tell them you want to hear them. You want to see them. You want to smell them. Whenever my grandmother's around, I can smell gardenias. I know she's with me. And I know that they talk to me. So it's funny. Certain people from my past don't come to see me. But then there's, like, my grandfather that I wasn't very close to. He always comes to me in dreams, and we always sit down at a picnic bench, and he'll tell me what's going on and where to go in my life, and then we move on. But I really do recommend a little bit of a healing of that inner child.
And what would cause the feeling of a crash landing? You just startle back, you know.
It's usually because you are crash landing. it's honestly because you don't have, because when we're little, we're so revved up and everything happens on fast mode. Like as a child, if you think of yourself as a 5-year-old child or an 8-year-old child, you're sound asleep. And when you're awake, you're sound awake. You're like totally awake. And there's no like gradual. As we get older, we become gradual and we slow down. We're like turtles. But when we're little, we're like, let's go. You know, when we're going, we're let's go. You know, and we're running and we're all the way hyper. And then when we're down for the count and we're so in sleep. So that crash landing that we're feeling. Yeah, mm-hmm. and Nicole might offer some insight to that too. But
yeah, I just
want to
go in
to do with that.
because we have 20 seconds live. We have two callers that are waiting, 571 and 202. If you stay on the line, I'm going to open your mic so you can stay with us. We'll stay a little bit longer afterwards. But I think we're going to do this next week again so we can really get to everything. We'll have a part two. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next week. And we're already in the archives. So let's continue to talk a little bit. To add to yours, Joanne, to acknowledge and accept that this is part of who you are and part of your journey, and the fact that you can see these things and that you can tap into these things at one point and want to get back into it, you're paving the way for a lot of other people to do it as well. So somebody's got an open mic that's making some noise, but
yeah,
that's a little better. So we can talk more if you would like to have, you know, a private session, or you want to tune in next week.
Okay.
That's definitely making peace with these things that you can do is wonderful, and accepting them and allowing them. I think that's the way to go.
Well, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And let's just hear from 202 caller.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Good.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Cabella Barnes. I'm 21 years old. I've always wanted to be a part of Blog Talk Radio and to get a psychic reading. So just from listening to me right now, what do you sense? Like what can you sense about me, my future, my relationship? Like, can you tell me if you can see anything?
Well, that's a big question. I don't know if we have time for all that.
I was going to say that would take time to do a psychic reading. So what we'd have to do is kind of reserve a little bit of time to pull cards and give you a little bit of psychic reading. So could you definitely call back maybe next week and we could spend a few minutes with you, just call back early?
Oh, okay.
We'd love to do it, and I don't want to discourage you from doing it, but I can't throw out just by listening to the resonation of your voice for just a few minutes what could be going on in an overall picture. It just wouldn't be fair to either one of us.
Right.
the one thing I do feel, though, with you is there is like this, it feels like a silver connection. It's something, are you on the computer a lot?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there's like definitely this like kinetic energy. It feels silver to me. And there are beings that want to talk to you, that are close to you, and they're very interesting. Like, they have a very interesting, it's like you have a connection with them, and they want to help you. They want to give you information about things. So I would say, you know, to relax, if you have like a silver stone, or anything, I see like a shiny silver stone. I forget what that one is called. That kind of looks like it's like almost like metal. But
hematite?
Anyway, if you go to any hematite, that's it.
Yep.
If you get one of those and hold it and sit with it for a few minutes and see what comes up, what kind of images, what you're hearing. And see if you can have a conversation, because it feels very loving, and it's very interesting, very snappy kind of. They have a good sense of humor and they talk quick. So
yeah.
What happens?
Wow! Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Sometimes these things come up. Awesome. Yeah, and call us back next week and we could go farther into it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks.
Awesome. Great, thank you. Tell us your name again.
Camello.
Oh, he might be good. Carmelo. All right.
Carmelo.
Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Carmelo. Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So wonderful beginnings with psychic abilities. This is great. I mean, it really goes to show you that so many people are looking to do this kind of a work, and we're all waking up to who we truly are, and there's new energy here for us to be able to do these things easier and quicker, and with, and the more that we relax into ourselves and let go of the baggage of the day and anything that's bothering us or worrying us, will always make the path clearer, and we all want it to go faster, right? Well, that will help it go faster and be more beneficial to us. So I think I'll leave it with that, is really love yourself, love the world, and everything will follow. And that's it. Guys,
so
closing comments?
I think we're doing great. I'm looking forward to doing this next week. And
yeah.
Have a great night.
Thank
you for our
callers. Yes, thank you. And thank you, everyone that's been listening. Hope to see you next week, and we'll answer more questions. I will play us out with On a Clear Day. Very sassy. All right, peace and love, spirits, and looking forward to hearing from you next week.
Around you, and you will see who you are. On a clear day, how it will astound you that the glow outshines every star. You'll feel parts of every mountain, sea and shore, and you can hear from far and near a world you've never heard before. But on that clear day, on that clear day, you can see forever and ever, ever. Far and near, a world you